Hello.
Good morning. This is Michael again from Local Splash. I'm sorry, I'm speaking to Emmanuel Romero.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Emmanuel, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Yourself?
That's wonderful. Yeah, I'm doing good as well. It's Friday. I can't
Yeah.
complain. Well, anyway, thank you so much for picking up my call, though. I'm not sure if you remember we spoke yesterday afternoon. This is in regards actually to the email you sent us that you wanted to cancel. Is this not a good time that I can talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. So yeah, I reviewed your account actually prior to calling you yesterday. I also read your email. So I do see here that you are not satisfied with what are we producing, like the results. So that's really something I would like to discuss over with you here, because I noticed it's here that you just signed up with us. I believe you've been with us for almost 4 or 5 months already. And at the same time, you were paying us for, the local search engine optimization. So technically, it's more about giving you good online presence in Google, also running your Facebook ads, and also created you a website. So yep, let me know what happened, like which kind of service or performance are you not happy about?
So, I mean, we can start with the website, I guess, if we want to start there.
Yeah, sure.
So first off, I've told the web dev team a couple times that even though we're based out of Decatur, Indiana, our main market focus needs to be in Fort Wayne. And we need to have all of our stuff focusing on, because like Decatur is a population of 10,000, right? Whereas Fort Wayne's like 500,000. So like that's the major metropolitan area where we do like 80 to 90% of our business. So like we need to really gear towards ranking in Fort Wayne and not Decatur, even though our business is registered to Decatur, our main area we work in is Fort Wayne. And if you go through the website, there's some areas that reference Fort Wayne more, there's some areas that reference Decatur more, so there's inconsistency there. There's SEO and identity issues. So like I've talked with them multiple times about how we are like we're a general contracting company, but we specialize in painting and roofing. And there's a lot of areas on the website where, I mean, you can see it's like a kind of an identity crisis. I'd say we're positioned more as like a painting company, but by the website standard versus, anything, versus like other services. Then we have parts of the website where there are, like default text, like default template text. So rather than like being adjusted for our company, there's like default template text or like stuff that they put in that doesn't match our company at all. And there's others. I mean, if we go into the SEO isn't set up in a very intelligent way. I can get technical if you want, but you probably get the idea there. So like that's what the website. With regards to Facebook, the oh, and also on the website, there's a lot of images that don't really match what's being, conveyed. So like in the section where they talk about like architectural services, it has a photo that doesn't really match with that at all. So I mean, it's just a real lazy, sloppy like copy, and stuff like that. So like that's what the website just doesn't look clean or professional or, what I mean? A lot of issues there. And then with the Facebook Meta ads, the main issue is just a conversion issue. I'm paying for it, but it's not generating business. The leads are either garbage or scam leads or people that are looking for work, like they want to be hired, which, I mean, I work with Facebook, I understand that, it's a quantity over quality thing. It's not like Google where they're more quality over quantity. However, it hasn't generated $1 of revenue. So, and like the ads just really, I mean, like they're not really that good. They just don't convert or generate business. So, and I'm not going to pay for something that doesn't generate revenue. And yeah, so I mean, that's pretty much what it is. So just business.
We'll see, of course. And again, I do really apologize, though, first with the website. So, yeah, I do notice it's here that we actually created you a website. Yeah, it's actually like a one default thing that we actually have for our clients, but it doesn't mean that it's not changeable. We can always customize and change it to your liking, though. So, yeah,
I'd prefer to just cancel the services because I already have another web developer building one anyway. I mean, if you go to RomeroConstruct.com, it doesn't even point to your website anymore. So.
Right. It almost says get ready. You're working with something.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, yep. That's what it's showing right now. But yeah, I was actually looking at the previous website that we created now. So I was really somehow agree with you that maybe some of those are kind of generic. But yeah, I just wanted to say that those are something that we can always change. In fact, we can always set up an appointment with our website team so they can definitely discuss what exactly do you like for your website. And yeah, I regret to hear that. You already signed up as well with another company. Are they going to only do your website? Or are they also going to do your
It's just going to be the website. So, like, I've set up a Cloudways staging environment, and I just, like, hired a web developer to set something up in that staging environment. So, but as far as time frame goes, because originally I was going to have them develop it and keep the website with you guys alive until, because I think our subscription's up April 14th. So, you know, I set with them a hard deadline of April 14th that I wanted to have the new website live by, and it looks like we're going to meet that deadline. But yeah, so I mean, it's going to be in a Cloudways staging environment that I host myself. So, and then I'm just paying up front for the dev cost of the website. So,
I understand, sir. But yeah, as I mentioned, you know, you already have, we can always customize or improve the website to your liking. So I do see here that you still
They can't though, because I provided a template. It's an Elementor template, and they can't make the website look like that template. They tried and they failed, so they can't.
So because
I believe you guys use Duda. Yeah, I believe you guys use Duda as a builder, and Duda just it has certain elements that it just cannot recreate that the Elementor theme does have. So. Now, I did offer to see if your web dev team, if I could pay them to instead just work in my own Cloudways staging environment, but they didn't want to do that, so they said they couldn't do it, which is okay, but I mean, they're just not capable of providing what it is I want or need, you know, bottom line. I mean, that's okay, you know, I mean, the service you guys provide for a lot of people out there probably would be a good fit. It's just not for what I'm wanting. So.
I heard you, sir. And I can completely understand that. But that's totally reasonable. Yeah, I read all the prior notes here that you spoke with our team regarding with your website concern. And yes, it's just so sad for me to know that those are something that you cannot actually provide to you or even try to mimic the one that you sent out. That we can definitely copy. But you know what, sir? I know that you already have someone who's going to help you with your website. I literally ask if they're also going to do SEO for you, because apparently the one that you're paying us right now is $299, which is a package of SEO website and Facebook and a call tracking number. You also mentioned earlier that you're not happy with the service or the leads provided by Facebook. Of course, it's kind of completely, you know, different from the Google or any leads you're getting from Google SEO. You know, we always have an option that we can remove Facebook ads because that's, you know, $100 from the $299. And considering as well that you already have someone who's going to manage your website, then I can definitely go ahead and help you adjust your billing so we can just go ahead and focus with SEO. Because SEO-wise, you're actually doing pretty good. You're on the first page ranking as I look up for painting services in your area. And even if the last review you got were 3 months ago, we're still able to manage to put you up on the first page. So instead of paying $299, I can even lower it down to $149 only for SEO as with a call tracking number.
I think I would prefer to cancel everything, but you are welcome to send me an email with your proposal for the SEO, because once the website's live, I'm going to be looking for, I mean, the web developer, they're going to set up like initial SEO for the website, but they're not going to do ongoing SEO management. So, so that is something that I'll be looking for, but I'm going to be essentially, I'm shopping for around. So you're welcome to send me a proposal for the SEO and I'll review it. But for now, I prefer to cancel all services.
Of course, you're free to definitely explore options as well. But just wanted to let you know that currently, you know, in the market, SEO alone costs me a few hundred marketing dollars. But as I also mentioned that, you know, your billing still will be coming on April 17th. And you also told me that your website will be live in the 14th. Is that correct? So why not? I will set up an appointment again. Let's talk about your website, let's say, on the 15th. You know, and that way we don't need to cancel at the moment, and then maybe you would consider my offer with the
yeah, potentially. Offer, you know, I mean, we're welcome to have that conversation.
Okay. So let's wait for your website to be done then. But rest assured, we won't be billed until I speak with you again if you're ready to reactivate. So on the 15th, you're still not, if you're happy with your website that they created, and you will not gonna accept my offer, then yeah, you're always free to cancel Emmanuel. And we respect your decision and But yeah, rest assured, let's not cancel anything for now, and that way we can keep the same rate of $149 that I'm offering right now. And then I'll call it back on the 15th, and I think that would be next week Wednesday. At least you have time to revisit or review the work that they will be creating for you, okay?
Yep.
In terms of billing, again, you won't be billed any amount, okay? Because that's number one thing our customer is actually concerned about, billing. But rest assured, you won't be billed until it's 6 a.m. again if you're ready to reactivate or not.
That sounds good.
All right. So that's it for me today, Emmanuel. Again, the lower rate I'll be offering you to get the SEO is only $149. You know what? I can even lower it down to $129.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. I mean, we'll talk on
Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely, sure. I'll talk to you again on Wednesday. Are we having the same time, 11 Eastern?
Well, you called me at 11:30, not 11, but yeah, if we can do 11 Eastern, sure, that'll work.
Okay. All right, then. Sure, I'll call it back on Wednesday at 11, then I'll send you another email, okay? Thank you for picking up my call again today, Emmanuel. Have a great one. You stay well.
Yep, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.